Okay. Are you ready? Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
What is our contact info before we get into our discussion of the day?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
If you're wondering why we're called The Broadcast, because most things are broadcasted, we're a couple of broads
yes.
doing a podcast.
We're a couple of bitches talking about...
Sexy bitches.
Sexy bitches talking about all the things, ladies, girls, dating, and other great stuff.
I mean, some philosophical debates.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like last week, we did discuss, there was this hypothetical situation where you would win $1 million if you could drink a 12-pack of beer every day for a month.
Yes.
And so the question was, how would you do it? So we actually got a couple people responding to that.
Oh, nice.
So Eric, with the silent H here, again, listening to the latest podcast about drinking a 12-pack a day. Here's how you hide beers at lunch, you know, while you're at work. Or even throughout the day, a michelada. So now it just looks like you're having a healthy tomato juice at lunch. And if you hit it with enough hot sauce and lime juice, that generally hides the beer smell. Hope you had a good week. Rock on, ladies.
Ah, that's true. So that's like what? Beer and tomato juice, right?
Yeah. They do hot sauce. It's like flavored. Sometimes you can get like a Clamato, which has like clam juice. Like it's different flavors.
Sounds absolutely disgusting to me.
I mean, I would drink it. It's like a Bloody Mary without...
With beer instead of vodka.
Yeah.
More
spicy. I do like a Bloody Mary, just not with a lot of vodka. Enough to like get that weird tomato juice canned taste out of your mouth, but also not too much to where it just tastes like I'm drinking vodka and tomato juice.
I always think I like them, but then I order one and it's just too much.
Yeah.
I can have like half of it and then
same.
I'm over it.
We did get another one, like how would you hide your beers? Says, hey, ladies, just finished the last cast regarding the $1 million for the 12-pack a day for 30 days. So easy. LOL, I drink 12 to 14 a night, Fridays and Saturdays, but because I'm not into sweet drinks and I enjoy sipping on something, so I found the smoothest low-alcohol beer to drink. I drink organic Michelob Ultra. That's only like 3.8%. 15 have me drunk but not wasted, plus water in between helps a ton, Jeremy. And that was actually a really, really good suggestion, but I need to announce something.
Yes?
Sailor Sage has entered the building.
Say hello.
Hi, friends.
Wow.
How's it going?
It's been a while.
I know.
She was always busy because she's a big, bigwig, you know.
She's an important lady.
And then she decided to move to Portland.
Yep, Salem. We moved to Salem.
Well, it's all the same.
Oregon.
It's it's like I live in Seattle, but I really don't. I live 40 minutes away.
True. I mean, I guess that's the same.
Right.
And this is your first time back up in Seattle since you moved.
Yeah.
So? Tell us everything.
I mean, what do you want to know? It's like,
how's Salem? Do you love it? How's your new place? How's
our
the new weather?
Place is amazing. It is the nicest and cheapest apartment I've ever lived in.
It's probably way bigger than anything you can get up here.
Oh yeah, I'd be paying probably three times as much up here, and that's like if I was in Auburn or Puyallup.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, well, how's the like nightlife, food, drinks? Like, what's that all like? Have you guys done a lot of that? Are you
know
cooking
me,
at home?
So you know that there's
weed
no
and chills
nightlife.
I don't know.
Yeah, Sage doesn't go out early.
The weed is good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, sometimes nightlife for me, it's like picking up my order in my pajamas and enjoying some tasty food.
Yeah, we ordered DoorDash the other day, and it was or Grubhub or something, and it was really good. There's like a little Hawaiian place that's right next to our apartment.
Ooh.
My favorite thing is I went to a dispensary and it was not kids in there, obviously, but younger adults.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the freaking Dutch brothers of dispensaries.
What?
They were all so nice and like every single one of them, even though I was only talking to one person, was like, oh, I love your gauges. Girl, your eyebrows are on point. I like your outfit. Like, all the stuff. And I was like, damn, okay.
You go in there for, like an emotional, mental boost, if you will.
Do you know what's so nice, though? You can actually see and smell the bud.
Huh. Yeah.
Can you not hear?
No.
Oh.
Everything has to be packaged.
Oh.
Now I'm tracking.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can actually, like, they have it in jars.
And just like,
wow. And they've got like little microscopes and lights and stuff.
I wonder why it's different.
Just different
state laws. Yeah.
Because everything's regulated statewide. So it's just different.
Dope.
Yeah. But it's been nice.
And you work from home for part of the time, right?
Yeah. So Mondays and Fridays, I work from home.
How the heck is that? Do you stay in your pajamas all day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jake gets home and he's like, have you even brushed your teeth? And I'm like, no.
I haven't even left the bed.
I mean, sexy.
Yeah, we've got a little office that's made up, but
that is good. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good. We've been going to the coast. Literally, we can drive an hour and we're at Lincoln City, which is just straight to the coast.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Oh, I see your pictures and I'm jealous. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, see, I want to do that for a vacation and you can do it on a weekend.
You can do it on a weekday.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's like as far as going to my house.
It really is from the station. Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
It is.
I want to ask you this hypothetical we had last week, and people have been answering it. You are offered $1 million if you complete this task. You have to drink a 12-pack of beer every day for a whole month.
Oh, this is hard for you because you don't really drink.
I don't drink.
No. So, but you're guaranteed $1 million, but you have to finish this 12-pack. How would you do it? Some people said, oh, I would go on vacation to Mexico for a month, save up all my vacation days, and then just enjoy my $1 million. Other people have said...
drink throughout the day.
Right. Some people would set alarms and wake up late at night and just chug it and go back to sleep so they're not drunk, because a lot of it's like worried about being drunk at work or hungover for work. So how would they kind of accomplish it?
Do you think you can do it? And what would you drink? First of all, it was beer specifically, but I was like, well, let's not do the beer necessarily because beer, that's very filling. I could probably do 12 shots.
I couldn't do 12 shots.
No, 12 shots
not
are
in
worse.
Like a row.
No, still though.
No.
But like three every 3 or 4 hours.
If I was going to do it, it would have to be as soon as I get home through the time that I go to bed.
So like if you're like a 9 to 5, it would be like 5 to 11?
Yeah, because I cannot...
Because you don't really drink, so you're probably like super lightweight.
Super lightweight. It would have to be like the lightest beer possible, which I think you guys were talking about. Michelob Ultra.
Jeremy had texted in. That's how he would do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that's
on point with you, Jeremy.
It's smart. It's just so much liquid.
Somebody else suggested like pouring it all in one big jug, let it get flat, and just chug it like throughout the day, so that way it's not as filling.
Yeah. Can I add like if I did. Like a lighter beer, could I add flavoring to it? Like, could I add like grapefruit or orange juice?
Well, I mean,
not orange juice, but like orange flavoring.
Try to make
something.
It more like a juice, sort of.
Yeah, maybe juice. Water it down a little bit.
Well, someone did say, like, you know, make a michelada. It's like a
beer. Kind of
like...
Sorry. There you go.
Woo!
Yes!
I'm back!
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I guess you could. So I'm like, I don't see why not. As long as you're drinking the beer.
Yeah. I don't know that I would do that for $1 million, though. Like, $1 million sounds real nice, but personally, I would feel like hell after the first two beers. I had half of a cider, and it wasn't even, like, a pint glass. It was those tiny little, like...
cans?
It wasn't even a can. Like, the little...
Schooner.
Schooner, that's what it's called, yes. And I had half of that at... where were we? We were at Mox Cafe in Bellevue.
Oh, yeah.
And I had half of it. And I looked at Jake and I was like, I have a splitting headache already.
Oh. Because
I just don't drink.
Yeah, so it would be more of like, definitely more of the health for you.
Oh, I would have to take the entire month off of work. Like, I could not.
And just be dying for an entire month.
Yeah.
I feel like I could die for an entire month to get $1 million, though.
Although if I did it where like I smoked and then I would drink a couple of beers, I think that would be better.
A couple as in 12?
No, like, you know, if I was taking the month off.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would like wake up, you know, take a hit from the bong and then drink three. Like 6 hours later, do the same thing.
Take another hit. Yeah.
I would totally just mix the beer with like orange juice or something. Some people do that.
To me.
They do. I mean, you put orange and lemon and grapefruit and stuff in beers all the time. So if it's the right beer, like,
exactly.
I wouldn't do that to
I mean,
no point in flavoring
I personally love that taste.
Okay, Sarah. And that's my cue.
Are we surprised?
No.
Oh, well, this was so fun.
I love you guys.
Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, miss of course. You. Miss you guys too. Miss all of you out there too.
In the broadcast world.
Yes.
Use protection.
Yes. Always. Sarah.
And I'm out. Heaven in yours, and look at me. I'm pretty fine.
Okay, moving on. Sure. Sure, Sarah. We did have a couple other messages. We did talk about tattoos. So our compadre Caesar said, because we were asking, like, do you have tattoos you regret or just tattoos in general? We were talking about that because I was talking about all my tattoos.
Yes.
So he said, so my dumbass got this tattoo of my first wife thinking she was the one.
Oh, no.
Angry face. But this year I plan on covering it up. Not sure with what, maybe a Mayan symbol. I promise my wife I will this year.
Wow, Caesar, how long have you been married to your current wife now?
Right.
And the fact that she has allowed you for how many years or how long you guys have been together to still have that tattoo? Hell no. Seriously, if my boyfriend had a tattoo of his ex, we would not get married until that S is covered up. Absolutely not.
It'd be like, here is your birthday present.
Your birthday present, Christmas present. Like, we're not having a wedding until this. Like, I will help pay for it. Like, hell no.
Yeah, that's all I'm giving you. Yeah, that's always awkward. I used to hook up with a dude who had his, like, ex-wife's name tattooed on his chest.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, bro, that's awkward.
And it's on your chest. It's right there.
He eventually got it covered up, and it looked like the tattoo looked pretty cool, but it was like,
Caesar, your wife is amazing.
Yes.
Or
buy her something
bitching.
Nice.
Yes.
Something pretty. And we got one more message from the Frosty One. Afternoon, ladies. You're talking about tattoos, so I wanted to share a couple of my newest ones, although they're over a year old now. But they go with the whole The Frost One thing, which began with my love of Iceman from the X-Men from when I was a kid. His name is The Frosty One.
Ooh.
And led to my love of ice characters in general. So even as a 37-year-old guy, I enjoy Frozen because of all the ice. So I think it'd be funny. Do you ski, snowboard? Would it be funny if you don't?
Do you do anything actually like in the snow
in
or
the ice?
Anything? Probably not.
Ice skating. But he did send them, and they are like Ice Monster and like an evil Frosty the Snowman looking character.
They're super cool. I've never seen Frozen in my life, but they're dope.
I kind of want to make you watch it just to see what you say. Just to watch your reactions the entire time.
Oh, man.
Especially because you don't like Disney princess
movies. I don't really like animated stuff either.
But he's like, I wanted to share my Angel and Stitch friendship tattoo. So in the movies, I think in the series, Stitch from Lilo and Stitch has a counterpart, Angel, which is like his girlfriend, and she's pink.
Oh.
So he has the word Ohana with like a pink, like with Angel who's pink, like about to eat it.
It's so cute.
It's like she has Stitch. So he got this friendship tattoo with a female friend of mine. She has Stitch facing towards my Angel, and the Ohana on her tattoo is pink. So tattoos that kind of regret are my first two, which are both ICP tattoos. Do you remember ICP?
No.
Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, yeah.
The Juggalos.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gosh.
Can we get a picture of those?
Yeah. I had a couple of friends who had those tattoos. I don't know if they still have them, but if they do, I'm going to berate them because...
Do it.
They weren't even good quality tattoos because you're 18.
Yeah, no.
It's like, but I also have a Disturbed tattoo and a mushroom headband tattoo, a big scorpion, 9 scorpions on my foot.
9?
Ouch. Like, are they little? Like, I kind of want to see that one, too. I actually have a, quote, kink tattoo as well. A memorial tattoo for some family on my chest, a ladybug for my mom, an awful poison dart frog, and a skeleton jester with a battle axe. And, also have the house from Frost, House of Frost tattoo from the first Blade movie. And a Friday the 13th tattoo as well. I definitely have that itch, and I want to get the Iceman tattoo to add my Snowman and Jack Frost monster. Love you guys. Thank you so much, the Frosty One.
Damn.
That's a lot of tattoos, bro.
You are covered. A lot of these sound quite up your alley, Vicky.
Oh, the Iceman?
The Ice and the Lilo and Stitch. You love Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get a Stitch tattoo, but I don't necessarily... Like, I got my Bulbasaur tattoo, which is
dorky. Surprising, because I thought you like when I think of you, I think more of Lilo and Stitch rather than Bulbasaur, right. Pokemon.
The story behind that Bulbasaur. So it's this sad, like, Bulbasaur about to cry, and it's from this comic series. I think Nico Ama, I think is her name on like Imgur or whatever. She drew this, and so the picture itself is like an inside joke between like my dad, brother, and I.
Yeah.
Because I sent it to him, like, look how cute this is. So whenever anybody has sad news, they're like, oh, I'm not going to make it to dinner, Dad. I'll see you tomorrow instead, or I'll see you next week. He sends me the sad Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like our inside joke. Like when something's sad, sad Bulbasaur. Or we'll say it, sad Bulbasaur.
Oh, so it's not necessarily about Pokemon or anything.
No, it's because it's one, it's cute as hell, but also it's just like an inside joke. So that's why I got it.
Yeah, because I was like, Lilo and Stitch is way more up your alley.
Oh, yeah. And even Bulbasaur wasn't my Pokemon. Like, I was always a Pikachu fan.
Yeah.
Like, Pikachu was legit. My
Dude,
brother
Jigglypuff all the way.
You would like Jigglypuff.
I would. That's like the only one I really liked.
Did you like Wigglytuff?
I don't know. Is that just the fatter version of Jigglypuff?
The evolution. Yes.
Girl, I don't know that much about it.
Jesus.
I just know it fell asleep and it sang. And I was like, get up. Get up, bitch. Come on.
Jigglypuff.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was so annoying.
Yeah.
Still am, bitch.
But yeah, I do need to get a Stitch tattoo. I need to figure out how I want it. Because I don't know if I just want a Stitch tattoo, you know?
Or like a whole scene, maybe.
Yeah, like maybe something like where it's hiding in one of my tattoos where you can kind of see it, but you kind of can't.
Oh, and they have to like point it out. Yeah, but you love it so much. Like,
I
flaunt
do.
It if you love it.
Yeah, I just need to figure out where it's going to fit in with the rest of my tattoos, you know?
Yeah.
Is all.
And you got a lot of them, so.
Yep. I'll figure it out. Maybe with my arm one. Who knows? Anywho, I feel like we have a little bit of time. Yeah, we have enough time. Screw it. There is some drama that you were telling me about that was going on.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. We're going to get into this.
Yeah. You know what? I think we have enough time, so go for it.
Okay. So I have a friend, right? I have two really, really close friends. We're all really close, all three of us, right? These two friends are even closer. They're kind of like sisters. They pretty much grew up together. Anyway, one of my friends is having a birthday party.
Okay.
And she created the event about 5 months ago. Okay. And it's a trip. It's a trip to San Diego.
Are you going?
Yes.
Okay.
But she did not invite the other friend because they've gone on birthday trips. They've gone on other trips before. And they're not the best traveling together.
Okay.
But she pretty much invited everybody else that were friends group.
Okay.
So.
And they're really close friends. They're
like sisters. So exactly. They hang out a lot, but they also.
Fight like sisters.
They fight like sisters, but then they always make up.
Okay.
So when she created this event back in late September, she didn't invite this girl. And I immediately sat down with her and I was like, hey, what's up? Why isn't she invited? She explained it to me and I was like, okay, well, I honestly think you should sit her down and let her know that she's not invited and just explain why before this gets out, right?
Before she realizes she's not invited.
Exactly. And gets her feelings hurt hearing it from someone else. And I was like, and do you not think because the birthday's in June. So I was like, do you not think in 8-9 months you'll change your mind and invite her? Because if you think that's going to happen, you should just invite her now so you avoid all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, I really don't think I'm going to change my mind. Fast forward a few months, she changes her mind. She changed her mind maybe in like November, December.
Okay.
And it's like, I still have to sit my friend down. Now she's invited, but there's an event. People have commented on it. She's going to know she wasn't originally invited, blah, blah, blah. She didn't. My friend went away all of January and was like, I'm going to wait till she gets back. I don't want her to think about this on her trip, blah, blah, blah. My friend's been back for like 2 weeks now.
Okay.
They have hung out together one-on-one. A few times since then,
okay.
I was like, this is going to happen. She's going to tell her. Hasn't told her yet. I was with the friend who's not invited. And she said, wow, I wonder if so-and-so is going to do anything for her birthday. I wonder if she's going to go down to California. I wonder if she's going to take a trip like she normally does. My heart starts racing. I start sweating.
Because you do not like secrets. You
I
don't
do
like
not like secrets.
Lying.
I don't like lying. I don't like anyone being in the dark, especially my good friend, my friend's good friend. Like, so I was in a huge conflict with myself and was like, I don't think this is news that you should hear from me. However, I think you should have heard about this news months ago. And it took everything in my willpower not to say anything.
So you didn't?
I didn't say anything. But right as I left that girl, I texted the friend who's having the birthday party. And I was like, dude, you have to tell her. She's asking questions. She's putting me in. She's making me feel awkward. Mm-hmm. She's making me feel like I'm lying to her. I'm starting to feel bad. Like, you've had a lot of time to tell her.
Like, get it
done. Freaking get it over with. Like, and she got so defensive, kind of bitched me out, and was like, I know I've had to do this. You know how much I care about her. She's just been going through a really emotional, hard time. And I was like, no, you've had over 5 months to do this. Like, no matter what's going on in her life, she's an emotional person. She's going to react how she's going to react, regardless of what else is going on in her life. And she's an emotional person, so things are just going to happen in her life no matter what. Like, you don't know what's going to happen next week. It might even be a worse time.
And this is a friend of yours, too, and she knows how you are about lying and everything. Like, anybody that's close to you knows how much you hate this kind of thing.
Exactly. And the fact that I sat her down right after she made this event and was like, you need to tell her before this gets out. And so then when I was hanging out with her, I immediately feel like I'm lying and I'm hiding something from her, because really technically I am. Mm-hmm. So, and then she just was like, I'm sorry you had one awkward conversation, but you need to, like, you know, not say anything so then her and I can have a really good conversation about it. And I'm like, but I think you're just being a little bitch and using every excuse you can not to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, if it gets brought up again, like, I'm going to say something.
What was her reaction to that when it was, if it gets brought up again?
She kind of dismissed it and said, you know, I've been wanting to talk to her and she's only been back from Europe for like 2 weeks, so it's not that long much time. And I'm like, bitch, I would have told her the second she came back. I would have told her before she went. Like, I don't care what's necessarily going on in your life. Like, and now she's invited. So be like, hey, you're invited. But we weren't getting super along when I made the event. You know how we are when we're traveling, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't care. But so I don't know how you would feel about the situation if you were my friend who wasn't invited, didn't know anything about it, talked to me and a few other people about, I wonder what they're going to do. And we all played dumb. Like, for me, I would feel betrayed, not only by the person doing the birthday party. I'd be like, why didn't you tell me months ago? But I'd be also like upset with my friends who they were acting like nothing had happened, or like I was dumb and I was in the dark. I'd be like, well, why didn't anyone just say anything? Like, I feel like I look like, you know, like it hurts my heart for her because it would hurt me.
I think it would, like, if I was in that situation where I was the girl not invited to, like, let's say, like a friend of mine who's like my sister.
Yes.
And I don't really, it's kind of hard for me to pick somebody in my life like that, because anybody I consider a quote-unquote sister, I don't actually fight with. I don't fight with many people. So, but thinking, okay, I'm not invited, I mean, I would be really bummed out. Like, oh, like, yeah, we've been through ups and downs, but we're in this. You're my ride or die
bitch.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was this big of a deal, to the sense where, like, you wouldn't invite me to your birthday.
And the fact that you don't want to invite me just tells me that you don't want me around, and if that's the case, fine, I'm out. It's one of those, like, okay,
like out as a friend or out of the birthday?
I think it'd be the first step of many, like, okay, like, you obviously want the separation. Like, you don't want me there for your birthday. That means that you don't want me for an important part of your life. So I'm obviously not that important to you. So I'm just going to kind of take a step back and just be regular friend.
She'll probably say it's when they travel together. That's like the big thing, is like, they don't, like, they're great friends, like, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday when they hang out and go to the gym and make dinner.
How many people are traveling or going to this?
God, it first started off with like maybe 8 or 10, and now it's gone up to like 20.
See, like, you're traveling with that many people, like even with 10 people.
Well,
like,
that's how many
10?
People are invited.
Okay, not that have a confirmed.
Who knows with Facebook? But at first it was like, I thought it was like, oh, her close friends, her close girlfriends.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 people.
Well, I mean, we have like a kind of a bigger, close, quote unquote, I guess, group of friends, you know, and then it like now it's like everyone kind of and their mom. And right. I was like, what the hell? You're going to invite this person and this person, but you're not going to invite your pretty much like sister. Like, yeah, that, even then I would like that was.
That just shows a lack of maturity.
Well, yeah, I think.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm the most mature person, because I am the queen of ghosting. Like, I had a person I used to consider a best friend, you know her. And I just kind of got sick of her manipulation and her just, like, and I don't want to say manipulation, like, she made me do things I didn't want to do, but I felt bad ever, like, saying no to her, like, hey, I need to borrow this.
She needed a lot of, yeah, things, and you...
I felt too bad to say no, or I felt like I'd lose a friend if I said no, so I felt like, and the manipulation was my fault because I let her do it.
Yeah.
It was not a healthy friendship. So this last year was the first year where I didn't invite her, because I always felt like I had to invite her to everything that I did, because I knew she would complain about it later to all my friends that were invited. And this was the first year I didn't. And she actually reached out to me recently, and I told her, like, look.
So she didn't ask about your birthday or anything? She never found out? You never told her about it?
I'm sure she might have found out, but I never told her about it. I haven't talked to her except for this conversation that she had reached out to me. And I was like, you know, I appreciate that you want to be friends again and, like, get close again, but I'm okay with the way, like, you know, I'm in a place where I'm trying to establish boundaries, and our friendship was not a healthy one.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have to say, let's keep it at this.
Which is good, which is the mature thing to do. And I think she probably kind of saw that coming because it's been a year. Literally, these two people, like, hang out 3 times a week.
Are they, like, 17 years old? Like, what's going,
like,
on?
Like, literally had, like, posts about them on Thanksgiving saying they're so thankful for each other. Like, that kind of crap.
See, that just tells me that they're very immature, very jumps to the first feeling they get, the first emotion, and just kind of drags it like that out. Until they're like, oh, wait, maybe I overreacted, and then goes on to the next one. It's not a very healthy thing.
No. And I feel like...
And she's going to, hopefully, even though she kind of chewed you out, she's going to realize, well, you were right, and come back and apologize, or...
Well, yeah, I mean, I freaking hope so. Or at least, like, well, let's get real. I was right from the damn get-go when I was like, you're going to probably change your mind in 8 months, you dumb dummy, because... You are who you are, but then I'm also like, would you be upset with your friends, your close friends, if you were talking to them and you weren't invited to your, like, sister's birthday, and you were talking about, I wonder what she's going to do, blah, 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 and these friends played dumb and didn't say anything?
See, that's the tricky thing, because, like, so, for example, let's say I'm the person that's not inviting people, right?
Okay.
I'm the quote unquote bad person in the situation. Mm-hmm. If I tell you, Sarah, I'm going to tell you this, but don't tell anybody.
Yes.
Like, I'm not inviting this person. Don't tell anybody. So in one way or another, you're going to at least kind of go back on that code, like, crap, if I tell her, I'm betraying one friend. If I don't tell her, I'm betraying that friend. So you're kind of stuck in that middle, like, weird ground to where, like, if people didn't tell me, I'd be kind of like, well, I wouldn't have liked it necessarily. It would have been nice to know. But at the same time, like, especially if they're friends, they're as close to this person as I am, I would understand, like, it's hard to betray somebody when you already promise I'm not going to say anything.
Well, the thing is like, she never was like, don't tell her. Mm-hmm. I was like, you need to sit down with her and tell her. And she agreed. And she's like, yeah, I really should.
Was never specified.
Exactly. And I was like, we hang out, like, a bunch of us all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked it hasn't been brought up. Like, she's lucky it hasn't been brought up. And so I'm like, I never said I wouldn't. But now, once I was like, hey, this happened, I didn't say anything, you should tell her. Then she was like, well, you know, good. Like, I want to tell her. But I'm like, my fuse is very, very short.
Do you think you will still go to the birthday party if it's not really resolved, or if the friend that wasn't invited ends up not going?
The plot twist, I don't even think the friend that wasn't invited, if she was invited from the get-go, would go. She already made that clear. She was like, we always go away. She always ends up getting really upset with me. I'm not going to waste out on money because she works weekends. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'll probably go. I kind of feel obligated to go, to be honest.
Because you understand, like, you're very much about birthdays.
And yes. So and it's a trip. And, you know, she's one of my close friends, too. I think there's, like, a lot of stuff going on with her, and I feel like me going would just add to it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that either, but, like, holy F, I want to bitch her out like crazy, you know.
Okay, well, we want to hear from you guys. Like, what do you guys think in this situation?
Am I in the wrong? Is my friend in the wrong? Like, help me, because I feel horrible. Like, I thought I was gonna vomit when she brought that up.
All right, so maybe you'll be chilled out by next week. We will see.
Maybe it'll be resolved. Maybe my friend will tell my other friend. That would be great.
But we want to hear from you guys, and we'll hear from you next time.
Bye.